You're listening to the Rawha, daily guidance for seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani, who will be covering Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, as well as Imam Zarnuji's guidance for seekers of knowledge regarding the ways of seeking knowledge. Ta'lim al-Mut'allim, Turuq al-Ta'allim.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Qurrati Ayunina Muhammad. وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان وهدى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل وألهمنا رشدنا يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله. Today we're going to have a briefer session of our daily Rawha, and we're going to look at one hadith of the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith bears a lot of reflection, and we are upon a time, namely, we are on the eve of the day of Ashura, which is a day that cleanses one's accounts from what preceded. So it is a time, because we know the Prophet ﷺ said, it wipes out the sins of the year past, right? And it's a time of extra devotion. And any time that is a time of extra devotion, of seeking of repentance, it's a time to renew one's faith and one's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith that we wanted to look at is a beautiful hadith of our beloved messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam told a man when counseling him, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. The Prophet ﷺ told a man whom he was advising, make the most of five before five. Make the most of five matters before five matters. And these are five things that if one responds to soundly, then one succeeds. And if one doesn't take care of them, one fails. What are these five things? The Prophet ﷺ said, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, your youth before your old age. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ, and your health before your ill health. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, and your free time before you are busied. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, and your wealth before your poverty. وَحَيَاتِكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and your life before your death. And this is a detailing of a prophetic counsel in the hadith related by Imam Bukhari and others, that the Prophet ﷺ said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings that many people miss out on. الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ, health and free time. And that's you know, that is reducing it down to two things, two great blessings that most people lose out on: health and free time. And people lose out on them, meaning take care of them and make the most of them. But in the hadith that we're looking at, which is the hadith of Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi, and this is a mursal hadith, because this narrator, Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi, it has come regarding him that he was of the people who lived in the pre-Islamic times. Right? And he lived and he became Muslim during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, he did not meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's considered one of the senior tabi'een. And it's a category of tabi'een, also known as al-mukhadrameen. Right? They became Muslim during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they did not get to meet him, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he relates from many of the Sahaba, amongst them Umar and Mu'adh and Ibn Mas'ud and others. And he settled in Kufa. So he relates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to a man, so Imam Tirmidhi, this is the narration of Imam Tirmidhi, and it's a mursal narration, which is when there is a skip in the chain. Normally, at the end of the chain. Right, so this is a tabi'i. He did not meet the Prophet ﷺ, so he's relating from someone. And it doesn't necessarily follow that he's narrating it directly from a companion. Because if it's only a companion that's missing, then we can be sure that it's a sound hadith. Because all the goes back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there are other narrations of it that are also non-mursal. Amongst them, in Hakim, in his Mustadrak, and others. Right? But Imam Tirmidhi relates it mursalan. Ikhtanim khamsan qabla khams. Make the most of five things before five. And اغتنم, غنيمة, is to profit from. Right? To profit from. Right? The غنيمة in the battle are the spoils of victory. Right? That after all your effort, this is what you gain. Right? And that's the profit. Right? In the profit. And life, as the Qur'an makes clear, is either profit or loss. It's ribhun aw khusran. It's profit or loss. Right? This world is a marketplace in which you transact in your very soul. Kullu na, kullu, yani, kullu, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو. Every person heads out in the morning. فَبَائِعُ النَّفْسَ. They are trading in their own self. فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُبِقُهَا. And one either frees oneself or damns oneself. Right. So, how do you succeed? You must seek profit. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Profit from five matters before five matters occur. شبابك قبل هرمك. Your youth before your old age. And youth here is not just the youth of age. That, well, I'm old now. Right? But shabab, Imam Mulla Ali al-Qari explains shabab is zamana quwwatika ala ibadatik. The time when you have the strength to worship Allah Right? When you have the strength to do the good. Right? When you still have the freshness of opportunity. From when the opportunity is lost because of your inability. Shababaka, your youth before your haram, is when your old age, when you become weak from worshipping. Right? Though there are things that protect one's capacity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two of them, they say, the people of prayer and the people of Qur'an are preserved from أَرْذَلِ الْعُمْرِ, from the lowest of decrepitude, right? That you will never find a person of Qur'an who is senile. Right? So, make the most of your youth before your old age. That's the first. And you won't get any younger. So whatever you are younger than what you will become. And you are should anticipate that you're stronger than what you will be. Right? Because the nature of this world is everything is going towards its zawal, right? Towards its end. So that's the first. وَصِحَتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ, and your health before your ailment. And your health, Mullah Al-Qari says, and your health even in your decrepitude. So you may be weak, but you still have some health, and you could have less until the moment of your death. Right? Till your ailment. So there's always that opportunity. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, and your wealth before your poverty. And your wealth, right? Your wealth here is not just your that you have a lot of money. So, well, I don't have wealth right now. So no. What is the understanding of wealth? إِنَّمَا الْغِنَى, said the Prophet ﷺ, غِنَى النَّفْس. Wealth is richness of self. Right? Is for you not to be needy. Right? For you not to be needy. So Mullah Al-Qadi explains, غِنَاكَ, he says, أي قُدْرَتَكَ عَلَى الْعِبَادَاتِ الْمَالِيَّةِ وَالْخَيْرَاتِ وَالْمَبَرَّاتِ الْأُخْرَوِيَّةِ. Right? So he says, your wealth is your ability to perform acts of worship, whether it be of those related to money, right? Make the most of your wealth. How? By spending it in charity, by spending it in good. But more, it's beyond that. والمبرات الأخروية, when you have the capacity to do virtuous deeds related to the next life. That is the rich person. The rich person is the one who has the capacity to do good. Right? Who finds within them the capacity to do good. That is wealth. So it is broader than just wealth of money. Right? When you find within yourself the capacity to do good, don't hold back from it. قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, before your poverty, when you either don't have monetary wealth or you no longer find within yourself that capacity to do good. Right? Right? That you either lose your wealth and you didn't give it in charity, or you lose that capacity within to direct yourself to the good. Meaning that any time you find within yourself that capacity to reach out to some good that lasts, don't hold back. اغتنم. Make the most of it. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, and your free time before you are busied. Your free time before you are busied. The younger you are, the less responsibilities you have in the natural course of life. So one of the seven whom Allah shades under His throne is the young person who loves to worship their Lord. Right? You get more and more occupied by worldly matters. But also, if you don't make the most of the faragh of your time, right? Your time is a vessel. If you don't fill it with good, it'll fill you with nonsense. Right? It'll fill you with nonsense. Right? If you don't free your time and direct it towards benefit, the nature of dunya is that it busies. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And make the most of your life, even in the last moments of your life. قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. Right? And this hadith should make one ponder, right, about what am I doing in life, right? What am I doing in life? And اغتنم, right? Make the most, right? Make the most of the time that you have, right? Make the most of the time that you have. And that's how the foremost of people are, that they could not possibly do more than what they are doing, because they اغتنم الوقت. They make the most of their time. They see time as their رأس المال, right, is their capital, and they strive to get the best return on in the investment of that time. And part of being intelligent is تَرْكُ الْأَدْنَى لِلْأَعْلَى, is to leave the lesser for the greater. وَاخْتِيَارُ الْأَوْلَى وَالْأَفْضَلِ, and choosing what is better and superior. Right? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the most of our time and to strive to be of those who fill the opportunities of our time and the moments with which benefits of knowledge and devotion and remembrance and service to others, and all that is a means of drawing close to Him. And when given choices between multiple paths that we choose, the more pleasing, the more beloved, the one that is more likely to draw us closer to our Lord, mighty and majestic, illumined by the light of knowledge, so that we can make the better choice. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. And we'll just close by a reminder of what is it that enriches us in our life. It's come in a hadith related by Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ إِبْنَ آدَمَ تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي أَمْلَأْ صَدْرَكَ غِنَى وَأَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. That Allah Most High says, O child of Adam, free yourself for worshipping me. Free yourself for my service, and I will fill your heart with freedom of need, with wealth, true wealth. And I will protect you from poverty, from neediness. وَإِلَّا تَفْعَلْ. And if you do not do that, if you don't free yourself to serve me, which is both by the acts of worship, but that free yourself, meaning have nothing in your life that is not out of ibadah to Allah. If you can do that, then Allah will free you of all need, of all poverty, right? That will grant you inner wealth, right? and freedom of need. And if you do not do that, وَإِلَّا تَفْعَلْ مَلَأْتُ يَدَكَ شُغْلًا. If you do not do that, I will keep your hands busy. Meaning, I'll busy you in this life. وَلَمْ أَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. And I will not fulfill your sense of need. This is related by Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah. It's a sound hadith. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشِيرِ النَّذِيرِ سَيْدِنَا وَنَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى أَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We ask Allah to make us of those who make the most of our times and moments and our lives before our death and our health before our sickness. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيْدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى أَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Thank you for listening to the Rauha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help Seekers Hub give light to millions around the world by supporting us through monthly donations by going to seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the US and Canada.